scientists know very little about a species of stonefly that can only be found in the Grand Teton's alpine streams. The Lednia titanica was discovered in 2012, but as climate change slowly melts glaciers and threatens the aquatic insect's habitat, researchers are trying to learn as much as they can about the species before it disappears. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim has more.
On a cold morning at a Grand Teton's campground, three scientists are packing their bags for an expedition.
It's about 6 a.m. People are just starting to wake up, and we're heading to the Skillet Glacier later today.
That's Scott Hotelling, a postdoctoral scholar at Washington State University. He's alongside Lesha Tronstadt.
I'm the invertebrate zoologist at the University of Wyoming.
These scientists and a graduate student have been visiting sites around the Tetons for over a week, collecting data on a stonefly species unique to the mountain range, the Lednia titanica. The small brown aquatic fly lives only in rock and surface glacier-fed streams. In the first leg of their journey to today's site, Skillet Glacier, the team jumps on a boat. For the last 4 years, a small group of researchers, including Tronstadt and Hotelling, has been racing to study the insect and the streams it lives in.
See the little handle going up?
It looks like a snow guitar.
Yeah, it's a snow guitar. And there's the stream coming out of it that we'll be walking up.
Okay, you guys ready?
Very little is known about what lives in these alpine streams. These scientists are the first people to really investigate what's there.
We call ourselves the Alpine Stream Dream Team.
And they think what they find might be important. With climate change heating up temperatures in the insect's habitat, the rush to learn about it pushes the stakes even higher.
Icy stream habitat goes away. This whole world goes away and is replaced by a warmer temperature community that is different. And that's a significant blow to global biodiversity.
After the short boat ride, the scientists head upward on the long, trailless hike. Hotelling explains after today and many more days like it, the team will have a huge collection of the basic natural history of the species, the insect's population density, the microbes in the water, and how the temperature changes annually.
We need these long-term data sets to fully clarify how these changes are happening on a year-to-year basis, or a decade-to-decade.
Already, the team has uncovered 9 new sites where the stonefly lives, out of only 10. After hours of bushwhacking through willows and climbing over boulders, the alpine streams come into view. Soon, Hotelling lifts up a rock and uncovers a small brown wriggling insect.
All right, here's one of the stars of our alpine stream show. This is Lednia titanica right here. You see this little dark brown stonefly?
The insect clings to rocks as freezing water rushes past it. It's the size of an ant, and sort of nondescript. Tronstadt explains this stonefly is important to its ecosystem by dealing with big organic matter like leaves, sticks, and moss.
And they usually shred those up and make them into smaller pieces, and other organisms can use them downstream, so...
They're also important because, as an indicator species, it's like a canary in a coal mine. As stoneflies start going away with warming waters, that means climate change could be having other impacts in the alpine stream ecosystem, and that affects water everywhere.
These are the headwaters of the world, and so everything that happens up here, all the organisms that live and die, all the water that flows out of a glacier, it all goes into Jackson Lake down here, and it continues until it goes out into the world's oceans.
Hotelling moves up and down the stream in search of 20 lednia to study later. Further down, the graduate student is brushing stones from the stream, collecting algae, fungi, and bacteria. Over time, her research will show how lednia food sources could be changing with the climate. 10 feet away, Tronstadt gathers data on the stream.
I was saying that there wasn't a lot of algae in the stream. You guys concurred?
She notes how much algae is in the stonefly's habitat, what rock sizes are there, pH, as well as what other insects are present to learn population density. While they still can, scientists are collecting this baseline data and will watch over the course of years as climate change transforms this world.
And watching, waiting, and collecting data every year is really the best thing we can do to figure out how this is all going to play out and end.
The next morning, after a steep downward hike from Skillet Glacier, a new question around the stoneflies is being addressed. If it can withstand warmer temperatures, some scientists have already learned it can, though not well. Hotelling says it's one more question they'll have to take on. And that's no problem.
We'll be back. I mean, that's definitely the only constant is we will show up next year.
There's more to learn about this tiny brown alpine species, and it could have bigger implications than the tiny stonefly itself. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.